Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, we'll see some gorgeous weather across Greater Boston today, but will it last into the weekend? Well, for the answer to that question, let's talk with WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. He joins us now by Skype. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Deborah.
So you're describing today as stupendous, super fabulous, stunning. What can we expect weather-wise?
Well, it does look really nice. We've got a lot of sunshine out there. And, you know, you sort of run out of superlatives in the weather business to talk about nice weather. So it is going to be a good day. Like yesterday, there may be a couple of more clouds in the afternoon, but generally we're looking at a super day. Temperatures in the mid-80s, a little bit cooler. Cape Cod and the islands, you folks will be in the mid to upper 70s. Depends on exactly what beach you're at.
And will this good weather continue tomorrow?
It does continue tomorrow, although I think we'll see a few more clouds entering the picture tomorrow. A slight uptick in the humidity and a slight downtick in temperatures. So we're going to have a southerly wind that will bring in slightly cooler air off Long Island Sound, actually. So it will be a slightly different day, but still a really nice Friday. A lot of folks take Friday off in the summer, so a good day to get to the beach, the lake, the pool, hang out outside, or unfortunately mow the lawn if you have to.
And of course, how about that all-important weekend forecast?
Yeah, so the weekend's not as perfect, and Saturday is probably the least perfect of the days. I want to stress that although you'll hear the word shower in the forecast, many of us will get by without seeing that. So there's about a 30% chance that you'll see a shower, which means there's a 70% chance you're not going to see a shower. We'll see a lot of clouds, some times of sunshine. I think the best chance for some will be in the afternoon and evening hours on Saturday. Temperatures will be a little cooler because of the cloud cover, so mid-70s. So not a beach day per se because of the cloud cover, but not a bad day to go to the beach because, you know, you don't have the sunshine. You can hang out there, and it's not going to rain all day or anything. And then on Sunday, that's a blend of clouds and sunshine because we'll get the sun back. It's a little bit warmer. We get back into the mid-80s. I'll take out the risk for showers on Sunday as well. So that's probably the better of the two weekend days.
Any variation in the forecast really for the Cape or even going heading up to the mountains up north?
Yeah, so the Cape and the islands, you can always knock a few degrees off temperatures, especially on Sunday when we'll have a little bit more of a sea breeze. Now, if you're headed up to northern New England, the chance for showers is a little bit higher on Saturday, but still the same thing, kind of some breaks of sun, some clouds, about a 40% chance of showers, and Sunday is the better day there as well. Temperatures right around that 80-degree mark. If you're headed to the beaches, high tide for most East Coast-facing beaches is in the middle part of the afternoon this upcoming weekend.
Some of the nights have seemed particularly cool. Dave, has this summer been cooler than usual?
Well, it's been cooler than last year. You know, last August was the warmest August since 1872 when records began in Boston. So we have this, you know, this benchmark from last year that's still in a lot of our brains. And so, yes, it's a cooler summer than last year, but we're not really averaging, let's say, unusually cool. We're just not as hot as we would be, and we haven't seen a lot of those 90-degree days. So we've had 11 90-degree days so far. Some of those started way back in the spring, and the average is 12. So, you know, on some levels, we're about where we should be. On other levels, yes, we're a little cooler, and we're certainly a lot cooler than last year, and I think that's the big comparison here.
All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.